From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,015th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Porter Wagoner.
Some friends and I were sitting in a dim cafe last night, when a couple came around that we recognized on sight. And when we got to talking, while the waiter brought the bill, we found she'd been in love with me and Fred.
And Joe.
And Bill.
I told him that 3 months ago she promised me her heart. Bill said he knew she loved him too. She really played it smart. Joe thought he had the inside track. Fred guessed he loved her still. But someone took the place of me and Fred.
And Joe.
And Bill.
Was another friend of ours. We wondered just how much he'd spend on candy cake and flowers. But we knew we couldn't warn him, 'cause she had him for the kill. And soon he'd be alone with me and Fred.
And Joe.
And Bill.
She must have had a lot of fun there in that dim cafe, 'cause she played up to each of us, and now she had a raise. It was plain which way he'd go when she had had her fill. Oh, Ray would be right there with me and Fred.
And Joe.
And Bill.
Poor old Ray.
Porter Wagoner, with little help from Don Warden and Red Gale and one of Porter's big records, me and Fred and Joe and Bill. A great song, Porter. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, it's good to be here, Grant. Good to be here.
Well, we've sure got a great show lined up for tonight, haven't we?
We certainly have. You can say that again, Grant. But instead, maybe you better tell the folks about it.
Well, that's a good idea. Well, first off, in the comedy line, we're blessed with the presence of Archie Campbell.
Well, if you can call that a blessing.
Yeah, then there's the Jordanaires.
Yes, and my friend Chet Atkins.
Miss Del Wood, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, Ben Smathers and the Stony Mountain Cloggers.
And our special guest.
Yes, Porter.
As our very special guest, Billy Walker. We'll be hearing one of Billy's great songs in just a few minutes, but right now it's time we heard one of those great spirituals done by the Jordanaires, When I Move.
I'm getting ready, ready. I'm getting ready now. I want to sit down, have a little talk with Shadrach, Meshach, the Abednego, St. Peter, James, and John. I want to talk with the prophets, one by one, when I move into my father's house on the Heaven's Avenue.
Gonna move,
I'm
a
getting ready now to move.
Gonna move,
I'm getting ready now to move.
I'm gonna move right into my father's house on the Heaven's Avenue. Gonna move,
I'm getting ready now to move.
Gonna move,
I'm getting ready now to move.
I'm gonna move right.
Streets of gold with friends I used to know. I want to sit down, have a little talk with Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, see St. Peter, James, and John. I want to talk with the prophets one by one when I move into my father's house on the Heaven's Avenue.
Got a mother,
Elizabeth.
I got a father,
walks away to try.
Got a brother,
that's Joseph. A sister yonder on the golden streets.
Got a neighbor,
who used to pray.
A loving neighbor.
Jordanaires, a great song done by one of the very best quartets. Thank you, Jordanaires. Well, that brings us down to guest time on the show, and we certainly have a fine one tonight. I want to hear a great big grand old Opry welcome for my good friend Billy Walker. Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much. Billy comes to us from up Springfield way. By the way, that's my old hometown, where he's been doing a lot of shows and making some great records. Billy, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you very, very much, Porter. It's indeed a pleasure to be here tonight.
Well, I reckon everything is okay up home.
Well, everything is still running along real smooth, Porter.
Good, man. You know, Billy, I know the folks didn't come here to listen to us yak about Springfield, so why do you say give them a sample of your special kind of singing? And here he is, neighbors, with one of his latest and best records, Mr. Heartache.
I don't know why I love you or why I feel this way. I only know when you move down, the blues move in to stay. I guess that I should hate you, 'cause you're the one to blame. But I'll be Mr. Heartache till you're in my. Mr. Heartache, Mr. Heartache, that's what they call me ever since we've been apart. Mr. Heartache, Mr. Heartache, that's what they call me, 'cause I've got a broken. I've been so lonesome, darling, ever since you said goodbye. Each time I think about you, the teardrops fill my eyes. I tell myself that I don't care, just when I think it's true. My heart cries out that you're the one, that I'm still in love with you. Mr. Heartache, Mr. Heartache, that's what they call me ever since we've been apart. Mr. Heartache, Mr. Heartache, that's what they call me, 'cause I've got a broken heart.
Well, Grant, according to the weather and the looks of everything and the old calendar, it's spring, and, buddy, I'm sure glad.
Oh, boy. Well, you can see the signs all over down here, Porter. Leaves budding out, birds building their nests, pastures greening up, and farmers even out working in the fields now. It's a time of year when everything looks so fresh.
Well, I know something that's fresh any time of the year. Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco, the special PA process, locks in all the freshness and flavor and goodness of mild, mellow tobacco.
Yes, Porter, PA is always fresh, and it's crimp cut, so it burns slow, smokes cool and satisfying.
You know, making men sure swear by PA. Say it rolls easy, smokes mild and tasty.
So all you smokers everywhere, if it's a tasty, satisfying, comfortable smoke you want, a pipe full of springtime goodness every time you light up with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Now here's Tommy Jackson along with Ben Smathers and the Stony Mountain Cloggers to do some fancy stepping to a tune called The Gray Eagle.
Thank you.
fine. Tommy Jackson, thank you a lot, Tommy, and thank you, Stony Mountain Cloggers.
Oh, that sure was nice, Porter. I do like that square dance.
You and me both, Grant.
But now it's time we turned our thoughts to another kind of music. I mean that part of the show when we all gather around and sing one of the old hymns.
It certainly is, Grant, and this is one of my very favorites. It's a special meaning for us, especially around this season of the year when the whole world is beginning to come awake after its winter sleep. And the countryside is covered with the evidence of his everlasting being and beauty. The song tonight is Lord, I'm Coming Home. I've wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming. The path of sin, too long I've tried. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home, coming home. Thank you. Thank you very much. You're certainly a wonderful audience.
Well, now, Porter, it's time for a little change of pace in the show. And to do just that, we've got one of our Opry-featured performers who's always a great crowd pleaser.
Well, Grant's talking about Chet Atkins, neighbors. And here he is with his own guitar version of Show Me the Way to Go Home. Chester Atkins will show me the way to go home. Chester, anybody will be mighty willing to accommodate you just to hear you play. Thanks so much for being here with us tonight. Which brings us down to the spot in the show where we're blessed, if you can call it blessed, with the witty sayings and sage philosophy of that great mind who hails from Bulls Gap, Tennessee, Archie Campbell.
Howdy, Porter. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm fine, Archie. How are you?
Glad to see you tonight. First day of spring. I guess you know that.
Yes, it is.
Say, you know what the donut said to the birthday cake?
No, what'd the donut say to the birthday cake?
Said if I had all your dough, I wouldn't be hanging around this hole.
Well, pardon me. My name is Conroy Twiddlebottom.
What'd you say your name was now?
Conroy Twiddlebottom.
That's your name?
That's right.
Is that a name or a condition?
Well, I'm the fashion editor for the newspaper over here, and I'd like to get your opinion on a few things concerning the women's fashion for this fall.
I'll be glad to do anything I can. I always enjoy talking about the women. I've always leaned toward women.
Yeah.
course, their husbands keep pushing me back, but I've always liked... Well, my mother was a woman.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, what is your opinion of the sack dress?
The sack dress? I don't think we'll see much more of the sack dress. As a matter of fact, I think the sack dress is just about out.
Oh?
Yeah, it's on its way back to the feed bin. You'll see no more of the sack.
Well, now, how about these low-cut dresses? Do you think the low-cut dress is all right?
Low-cut dresses?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I look down on those things. I was out to a party last night. Me and Chet Atkins went out to a party, and all these women was dressed up in them fancy dresses, you know, and there's one girl walked up to me, and she had on a beautiful gownless evening strap. And... I looked at her, and I says, "Lady, that's a beautiful dress you almost have on." She told me it was her coming out party.
Yeah.
And I can believe that because she's pretty nigh out of that.
Now, to get back to my original question.
Yeah, let's do.
What about the styles for this coming season?
Well, now, believe it or not, they're changing this season. They had the sack dress last season. This season, the dress is going to be made out of the wood. Going to be made out of wood, believe it or not. And, well, I tell you, for a woman to be dressed right this spring, she's going to have a hammer and nails and be a pretty good carpenter.
Uh-huh.
To dress right.
Well, now, what do you mean dresses made out of wood, Archie?
Well, now, it sounds strange, I know that, but my wife, she already has a sycamore blouse and a mahogany skirt.
Yeah.
And they're made out of wood. But I'll tell you one thing. There's one of them wood dresses that I believe ought to be outlawed.
Is that right? What's that?
That knotty pine dress.
Well...
Why, just imagine a woman walking down the street with a knotty pine dress on and a knot hole falls out.
Yeah.
Well, I think it ought to be looked into.
Well, I understand your great authority on women.
How's that?
I understand your great authority on women.
Yes, I have. I've made a thorough study of women, and to tell you the truth, I can look at a woman's lips and tell you whether she's telling the truth or not.
Just by looking at her lips, you can tell whether she's lying or not?
Yes, sir.
How do you do that?
Well, what you do, you just keep your eye on her lips. And if they start moving, well, you know she's lying.
Hey, Arch. Arch, I see you like riddles. I've got one that'll stump you.
Well, riddles, yeah, I love riddles. Give me a riddle.
Here's one for you. I have a face like Liz Taylor.
Yeah.
A body like Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
And legs like Betty Grable. Who am I?
Would you repeat the question, Doctor?
All right. I have a face like Liz Taylor.
Yeah.
And a body like Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
And legs like Betty Grable. Who am I?
Honey, I don't care who you are. Just kiss me.
Oh!
Now, before we leave, since this is the first day of spring, I'd like to recite a little poem here that is in honor of spring. Like that famous poet said, "In the spring, a young man's fancy turns lightly to thoughts of what the girl's been thinking about all winter." This is a little poem for spring. Spring has sprung, fall has fell, winter's gone, and it's hotter than it was this time last year.
Hey, Porter, don't you let Archie get away. Archie, don't you try to run off with my can of Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Well, I swan. Grant, is that yours? I'm so used to smoking P.A., I just naturally pick up every can I come across. You know, P.A. is so good, Grant, because it's always fresh. It's crimp cut, and it burns even and slow. As a matter of fact, Prince Albert gives a man the coolest, tastiest, most satisfying, comfortable smoke he can get.
Yes, sirree. And now I suppose you're going to tell me about the special PA process that locks in the natural flavor of the fine tobacco.
No, but I was going to say that making men prefer PA because it rolls so easy, smokes so mild and mellow. So don't be mad at me, Grant. Just join in with me as we all sing that happy little Prince Albert song of America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Well, now I think it's time that we heard from our guest again. So here he is, that good-looking boy from up Springfield way, Billy Walker, with another of his great tunes, I Thought About You. Billy?
I saw the bluebirds fly two by two. What did I think about? I thought about you.
Boom, papa, boom, papa, boom, papa, boom.
Building a nest with a love so true. What did I think about? I thought about you.
Ooh-wee, ooh.
You and me.
Ooh-wee, ooh.
You and me. Saw the little fish swim two by two. Down to the river and I thought about you. Saw the pretty girls walk two by two. What did I think about? I thought about you.
Ooh, yeah, ooh.
You and me.
Ooh, yeah, ooh.
You and me. Fishes swim and birdies sing. Can't think about nothing but a wedding ring. Can't do anything. I sit around and think about you and sing. Sometimes I go to bed and dream. See bluebirds mating in the spring. Can't dream about nothing but you and me. Start thinking how sweet life's gonna be.
Ooh, yeah, ooh.
You and me.
Ooh, yeah, ooh.
You and me. I saw the little birds fly two by two. What did I think about? I thought about you. Building a nest with a love so true. What did I think about? I thought about you.
Ooh, yeah, ooh.
You and me.
Ooh, yeah, ooh.
You and me.
Thank you, Bill. That's a wonderful job. We'll be looking for you back real soon at the Grand Ole Opry. Here's our piano-playing friend, Del Wood, with her own particular style of music as she gives us Sunday Down South. Del? Sunday Down South. Thanks a lot, Dale. That's one of my favorites.
Well, Porter, it sure was. Well, all of us. But do you realize the time is getting a little short?
You mean that we have to go already?
Well, not quite, but if you want to tell the folks a little about your travels and get on with that last big song, you'll have to step right along.
Well, Grant, we just came back from a big tour out in the western part of the country, which we had a wonderful time, as we always do, and we're looking forward to seeing the neighbors out there again.
Oh, boy. Well, that sounds big, Porter, but not near as big as your latest RCA Victor record is going. Here he is, neighbors, Porter Wagoner with his big tune, Out of Sight, Out of Mind.
Love left behind is forgotten as a new way of life fills your mind. You left me and went to the city. Each letter from you is overdue. New friends and new sights in the city must have taken my place with you. Out of sight, out of mind, that's the story. As old as the pages of time. Love left behind is forgotten. As a new way of life fills your mind. The same stars that shine down upon me may be shining on you somewhere tonight. Unless the bright lights of the city had blotted their luster from your sight. Out of sight, out of mind, that's the story. As old as the pages of time. Love left behind is forgotten. As a new way of life fills your mind.
Now we really do have to get neighbors. It sure was nice having you here with us, though, tonight at the Grand Ole Opry. Next week, Ray Price, the old Cherokee cowboy, will be the big chief, and he'll have Kitty Wells along as his guest. Listen then, won't you? Now this is Porter Wagoner saying, thanks. We'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Sometimes one quiet fact is far more impressive than all the shouting could ever be. Take cigarettes. The fact is simply this. More people smoke Camels and have for 10 straight years than any other cigarette. Any filter, any king, any regular. Year after year, America's smokers get more pure enjoyment out of Camels than any other smoke. And the reason, of course, is that Camel's costly blend of Turkish and domestic tobacco has never been equaled. Never been equaled for full, rich flavor and easygoing mildness. More and more people are realizing that the best tobacco makes the best smoke. Why not join them and see for yourself just why it is that Camel remains the most pleasing, most popular cigarette of all. If you find yourself smoking more today but enjoying it less, well then, have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.